Good early Saturday morning. Almost 5 a.m. Rise and shine. Rise and shine. Wakey, wakey. Don't eat eggs and don't eat bakey. Make it something more healthier for your body this early Saturday morning. Right here in the country. Right here in the country. That's right. Heading to the gym. My schedule. Yeah, it is what it is. I go when I can go and I sleep when I sleep. So, how was your weekend? How is your weekend going? What did you do, women, on National Women's Day? What did you do? Did you treat yourself to something special because you're one of a kind, amazing woman? Did you treat yourself to something sweet? Was yesterday your cheat day? I haven't had a cheat day this weekend. I may do my cheat day today. You never know. So we're looking at our schedule, looking at things. We have an inspection property we've contract on next week with the VA. Crossing our fingers. Looking at a couple of things with land, and out west, the utilities and things like that are just a little bit different. I mean, every state's different, but when you're talking desert land, things are a little bit different. So I'm a little, you know, I'm going to be pessimistic on this because I set myself up and we think everything's going to go smooth sailing. And then all of a sudden the contract falls through. I don't want to be, you know, crying over spilt milk or something you have no control over. So we'll see. We're going to take this just one step at a time. I'm going to be pessimistic about this. But we're on it. We're also looking at other properties just in case this falls through. Looking at other areas as well. We have a wide area that we could look as far as getting a little bit of a land deal with a house already on there. Already hooked up to utilities. And that's what we're running into with this one is some of the utilities are hooked up and some of them aren't. So the VA requires everything's in working order and then everything is hooked up and ready to go before closing. So we'll see. We'll see. Just take this one step at a time. Let them do their job. We will sit back and just wait for the realtor. So I'm on my way to the gym. I already have a surgery set up. That's right. I have a surgery set up for next month. Early next month. So I am getting myself as physically prepared as possible. Emotionally, I'm ready. You know, let's just face it. I roll with the punches. I'm ready for the hurdles and obstacles that come my way. I always have, always will. We're preparing ourselves. And we also have another meeting that we have to attend to next week. And that'll be it. Then we'll just put everything down on the table and figure out, you know, what is feasible, what's not, how we're going to work this with, you know, not having the manpower, trying to figure out the financial backing so we can get the manpower in place so I can have a nice, smooth recovery. So, got the surgery date. We're going to see on the next step how this is going to work out. And I just plan on proceeding ahead. It's like my spouse said, you know, whatever needs to be done, it's going to get done. One way or another, it's going to get done. And you have to thank those and give more than just a helping hand, two helping hands, when you're back on your feet again. To those who help and want to see good and are there for you and are giving you the help, the physical help, the manpower that you need. I believe the good Lord blesses those over tenfold throughout their lifetime. So we're thankful, very thankful. So the rest of this weekend is just about getting ourselves and things ready, getting myself physically ready to the best of my ability, and keeping up with other projects we have, trying to get a little bit of odds and ends done around the house. So that way we will be ready to sell with the contingents, of course, that we sell our home. So selling it privately is different than having a realtor. it's just a better way for us, so we don't have to pay the out-of-pocket for the, I can't even think what I'm saying, their commission. There you go. So we don't have to pay a high commission for a realtor. We're pretty confident. We've had enough interest in our property. There's a couple things outdoors. Eric needs to kind of, you know, do a couple little odds and ends. It will be ready. So we're just waiting on the VA inspector, and then we're going to proceed ahead. Already have an attorney within our little Lazy River town. And he's going to look through the contract, make sure everything, you know, I's are dotted, T's are crossed, so we don't skimp on anything. And then he's going to be taking care of the closing, which is so much. People don't understand the state of Indiana. It is like under $500 just to close with an attorney and getting everything done on your own. That's without having a realtor. So we're pretty confident in this. It's just we have to go through the process. But I believe the good Lord, like I always say, when it's time to proceed ahead and move forward with things, he's going to clear the road ahead. And he's going to show you, and he's going to put some signs in front of you and say, all right, it's time, proceed ahead. So we got a lot going on. I'm hoping to get, you know, we need some good comedy. I love comedy. I love laughter. Laughter makes the world go round. It helps through some of your darkest days, darkest hours, and keeps you smiling. Really? Isn't that what life's about? Is maneuvering through the trials and tribulations. And keeping a positive attitude, the best of your ability, because life is not always fair. Life is not always go your way. You're always going to run into problems. You're always going to run it through hurdles and climbing the mountains in life. But doesn't it feel damn good when you make it to the other side? Because I'm about there.